In 1941, Nazi commander Erwin Rommel said, "The battle is decided by the quartermasters before the shooting begins." The Desert Fox, as Rommel was called, knew well the challenges of outfitting and resupplying a large army in tough environments like the desert. While high-tech improvements have made the work easier, it's still an enormous task to keep troops supplied with all the tools of war. As tens of thousands of U.S. forces assemble in Kuwait for a possible invasion of Iraq, Camp Arifjan is now the military's main supply center. NPR's Eric Westervelt has this report.
These days, Captain Sean O'Brien's world is filled with dust, a snake-like line of trucks and large shipping containers. They're stacked high in this desert supply yard near a southern Kuwait port. The metal boxes, which are being pushed out fast to the troops amassing near the Iraqi border, might contain ordnance, food, tents, or spare parts.
Absolutely. Everything you could imagine is in those trailers, to include, matting to build airfields for helicopters to land on.
While soldiers of all ranks repeat the Pentagon mantra that the president has not made any decision on whether to use force in Iraq, this is clearly an army readying for war. The logistics war, anyway, has already begun. The mechanics in Sergeant Chris Byer's shop can measure that readiness in sleep deprivation.
Tanks, ambulances, anything that are like really important to the mission, those are the ones that they'll work around the clock to get fixed before anything else.
Not far from a north-facing Patriot missile battery, carpenters from an engineering battalion quickly build a wooden guard tower. Fernando Rodriguez's strong forearms and biceps could easily handle a heavy machine gun if he were asked to, but the Army specialist with the 183rd Maintenance Company has mastered a different war tool, the sewing machine. Armed with two spools of heavy thread, Rodriguez is a master with heavy canvas.
Tents, vehicle covers, anything and everything that can be done with my sewing machine and some thread, I pretty much do. As I always say to everybody, I'm the best at what I do. Trust me, I can handle a large workload, no problem.
Many of the tens of thousands of troops passing through Arifjan sleep on cots bunched tightly in crowded warehouses. But to ease that pain, the troops are also offered a big slice of Americana, including four mobile fast food outlets, a coffee shop, and three-chord rock on the radio. But these creature comforts do little to ease the old Army scourge of homesickness. Army Chaplain Captain Scott Kennedy talks with these rearguard soldiers all the time. While most take fierce pride in their vital, if unsung, work, he says some do grumble about not being closer to the fight.
There's some people, they were nicknaming this operation "During Boredom" or something. And I don't see that personally. I mean, I had, 4 hours sleep the other night, after working all night. But some people, I think, do sometimes feel, I want to be where the action is, more. I think it's probably younger, more immature soldiers who don't know what it is.
A Chinook supply helicopter lifts off, kicking up a cloud of sand. If there is a war in Iraq, supply lines will have to move forward quickly, and copters like this will play a key role. For political and military reasons, any Iraq war will put a premium on quickness, an imperative the desert doesn't always accommodate.
The desert is the tactician's dream and the logistician's nightmare.
Major General Dave Kratzer is in charge of the 377th Theater Support Command, which runs Arifjan. A veteran of the logistical and real battles setting up bases in Afghanistan, Major General Kratzer knows the unique obstacles of the desert could only get harder if the U.S. should attack Iraq.
The lack of water, the weather can be quirky and windy and dusty, and if there were a need for us to go north into Iraq, then that is a major planning challenge. How do you keep fuel? How do you keep water? How do you keep all of these troops resupplied as they would have to move forward?
It's a challenge made a little easier by the fact that the U.S. has been readying for any contingencies in the region since the 1991 Gulf War. Long before Iraq entered President Bush's axis of evil, the Pentagon had pre-positioned supplies in warehouses in Kuwait, Qatar, and on ships at sea. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Camp Arifjan, Kuwait.